Blog Hello, Talk people. Radio.
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? 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 Can y'all hear us? Hello? Are you here? Hello, hello, hello. He's not connected. Hello, hello, hello.
So, Yati, who are you talking to?
Oh, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, because what happened is that, okay, because we didn't know if people were going to hear us or not. So, okay, this, welcome, people. This is Digital Voice of People. And my name is Amin, and, you know, the show is started with a prayer and ended with a song. And, you know, our distinguished guest, Janupa, is an advocate for the people, not only for the people, but the tribal people throughout the country, for injustice that is endured to the people fighting for this cause. So we will end with a prayer and start the Father, and Alhamdulillah, Amin, O Rahman, O Rahim, O Rahim, O Rahim, So, people, this is your show. So, we implore that all join this show. Give us your take in the neck of your woods, you know, where you may be, and let us know what your concern, your gripes, your grievances is. And I say the show is only as good as those who put input in the show, you know. We, as the host, we will expand on any topics that you feel that you want to talk about. But this is your show. And we want y'all to talk about what type of you think that is necessary to talk about. So we can't always keep on talking, expanding on things, because we need your input. So those, we implore that y'all to come and give us your griefs and grievances and what it's concerned and what you need. So, if any, yeah, they hear us, but people, we like I said, we implore y'all to come and talk to us and let us know what your concern is. You know, like I was saying before, not many of us indigenous aboriginal people get a chance to have this type of radio show to talk about what's going on in our neck of the woods. So we encourage you to take advantage of this, because we never know, this show can be taken away from us any moment and any time and any instant, you know. We may not have this show again. So while we have it, you know, let's you know, talk on some subjects and topics that will let us, you know, that would be best interest in you and the people that is listening.
Good evening, I mean, good to be back in the studio with you, brother. Good to be back on the show with everybody once again. This platform gives us the opportunity to share knowledges, understandings, and be part of each other's experience here on Turtle Island, and give us the opportunity to voice our concerns and things going on with us here in Indian country, on different reservations, urban centers, back roads, country highways. We Indians all over the place. Indian people everywhere. But we don't always get the opportunity to voice our understandings. So we thank our sister, Leona Brando, who shared this platform with us. She wanted to give the indigenous people a voice. So she offered us the opportunity to have this radio show. So we all should try to take care of opportunity that's been given to us to have this show and be able to share with each other. So I just wanted to come on and say thank you to everybody who participates in the show. Thank you to Leona Brando. May the blessings of the Creator be upon her and her family and all the listening audience and people who engage in the show. And we just want to say, Wokala, Wado, Chukan, Nila, to all the people who participate in this activity here and this opportunity. So I'll turn it back to you, open up some discussion in that.
So we know that our topic is always independence and self-determination. You know, and we only trying to, we know that y'all might be getting tired of this topic, but we feel it's a very important topic that needs discussed. And some people might not know how important this topic is. And they say if you keep reminding somebody and go over and over again with the discussion, that eventually people get an understanding of how important this topic may be. But with that said, you know, when you have, we know that the government don't want us to be independent or self-determined. You know, we know that they always trying to put their foot on our necks and every opportunity time they get. So we know they do not have our best of interest in heart, and that's where we must have our own best interest in heart. And that is time to get away from the control. And the only way you can get away from the control is by being self-determination and independent. And we know that every time that the government gives you something, they want something back from you. You know, the more they give you, the more they take away from you. And that's how they control people. You know. So that's why we keep bringing the topic of self-determination and independence, so we can be self-govern of our own destiny and our own self and people. Without that, I keep saying, if you let a person think for you, then that's not your thought, that's their thought. If you let a person keep dominate you and tell you what to do, then you become their slave. Then they own you. So the best thing not to be their slave and own is what? Self-determination and independence, where they don't have control of your thoughts, your mind, your body, or anything else. You control everything. And the people might not know what's the difference between a democracy and a republic. Remember, a republic is one that is governed by the people. And when they were saying they pledge allegiance to the flag, what they said? To the republic. They never said to a democracy. So they flipped the switch on the people. What a democracy is that the government rules the people. They flip it around. So that's why they call it democracy. So we, as you know, that's how they control the people. And a democracy, a republic, does not control. The government does not control the republic. You control the government. As they say in their Declaration of Independence, we the people, you know. And the people is the one that controls the government, not the government controls the people. You know, but they flip it around and think they control everything. Remember, they are public servants. Means that they serve you. You don't serve them. You put them in office. So they, so you put the dictate to them what you want, not they dictate this is what they want. You know, so by them being your public service, they work for you. So by you wanting things from them, then you tell them what you want, how you want it, and when you want it. Then if they don't do it, then you have a right to vote them out of office. That's how a republic works. So, sad and true, people, that's the way it is. And the sad and true, that, like, that's the difference between a democracy and a republic. And also, if you understand your tribal government, what are they? Are they a democracy? Are they a republic? Or do they, how do they classify themselves? Are they for the people or against the people? You know, if you're for the people, you do whatever you can to help them out. You feed them, you clothe them, and you give them service. So my question to you, what does your tribal government do for you? Or against you, or are they for you?
Oh, man, that's an interesting question. Because my tribal government, they help me out a little bit. They for me. But our tribal government is not part of the United States. That's why I support them, because they're independent. That's an interesting question.
So anyone on this listening could tell us what their tribal government is about? Are they for the people, against the people? Are they helping the people, or are they hindering the people? Anybody willing to take this topic up?
I got a question. It's kind of pertaining to your question. Every red I ever visit, I see certain people prospering and certain people in abject poverty. And I know a lot of it is due to the circumstance of drugs and alcohol and sociological deformatory. You know, a lot of it's due to situations like that, but I don't see the roads being properly maintained, the waste disposal being properly maintained, the food, adequate provision of food, burial services, things of that nature. A government is supposed to be a service to its people. That's where the purpose of a governmental structure is supposed to be, right?
According to my understanding, it was a bit of a bit.
So when I see the breakdown like that, then I say, no, they're not for the people. But something really interesting just happened, and that was their president, Joe Biden, because he definitely ain't none of my president. I wouldn't vote for him at all. But or any of them clowns as far as that goes, but he gave a mandate that all federal employees and associates have to mask and vaccine and this and that. And a lot of people are looking at this thing of these vaccines and that. And I'm just wondering what's going to be the position of this tribal government. Back to your question.
Yeah, I still would like some input on how your tribal government is treating y'all, and you know how you feel about them. How you feel about them? You remember, my understanding that your tribal government is putting voted on, they put the voted in office, put the voting office for each district. And that each district is supposed to have this, you know, the council, whether the council and represent them. So if they not representing you according to like food, clothes you, housing you, doing the services what they're supposed to, you know, then I feel that you have a right, you know, vote them out, put somebody in your best interest, you know. So.
Any of the callers like to come in and join in that topic, feel free to come right on in and get a few callers here on the board tonight. See if anybody wants to chime in on that subject.
And so Yate here.
Hey, Oyate, how you doing tonight, brother?
Hey, okay. Hey, I don't care if tribal government's good or bad. It doesn't matter. They're going to keep going no matter what we do. But tribal government isn't working for anybody. I don't know what we're talking about. It's just not working. You know, it does some good things and then it does bad things. You know, and that's just the way the democratic system works. You know, you've got, and they have to follow all the guidelines, the federal guidelines that they're given. And so they can't really do anything on their own. They're controlled. So, and what they do. Control of whatever money they're given and stuff. It's not enough. And, you know, it just goes like that all the way along the line with everything, the tribal government. So, you know, we just want to bypass that, and we want to, you know, create our own government. Go back to the original governments that were in place. And traditional governments, where they didn't have all this bickering back and forth, you know, I'm Democrat and you're Republican, and, you know, you believe this and you believe that. And I don't think anybody, you know, knows what they're doing. Nobody knows what's right or what's wrong, because one side says you're wrong, the other side says you're wrong. I don't think anybody's right. Anyway. You know, that's my take on it. You know, it isn't working, and so we got to do something about that. You know, got to do it from an independent standpoint. And you know, when I first started becoming aware of the real history of natives all across the United States and everywhere else, but the United States, whenever I started way back in 1971. When I first became aware of the real history of what the United States government and the Christian people did to my people, I was like the number, man. I was swearing up and down, you motherfuckers, you know, you did this to my people. And I'm not going to stand for it. I didn't. And I still feel that way, you know. I don't rant and rave like Chernobyl does anymore, but in the beginning, you know, I was really pissed off. And whenever I read stuff again, still, I get that way again. But so, you know, Trump has got the voice for the silent majority, and when he speaks like that, gets really emotional about it. He's speaking for people. They don't speak that way, but. You know, that's the way they feel, I'm telling you. Anyway, back to you guys.
I think a lot of people feel that way, but they may be afraid to speak up due to the backlash that could happen. A lot of times they're afraid they may lose their benefits or the housing, whatever benefit they may be getting, whether it be housing, food, or employment, or daycare, whatever. the people being held hostage to stay into these subservient attitudes and of colonial behavior. And as a free people, a free-born people, a free human being, we all innate want to be with other people because we are herd creatures. But these different corruptions and so forth, like you say, Brother Yati, the only way the thing going to change is we have to go back to our old way. And this was the instructions was given to me 2 years ago. To go back, go find my brothers, go find my native people and serve them and call them to go back to the old way, way of believing in the Creator, the way of taking care of each other, the way of the ancient way, which was the good way of life, straight road of life, honesty, no cheating, no lying, being clean and wholesome, eating clean, good foods, staying close to nature and staying within balance with the earth, being fair to each other, and governing each other with love and compassion. This is the old ancient ways. So I happily took that position. As we get older and the knowledge has come to us of what things are and what the reality of different things are, then say when you know better, you try to do better. So, we definitely have to establish and live by those honorable codes of justice, which is freedom and independence. Your own governance, govern self-governance, govern your own self. But you pretty much do anyway. Most people, they govern themselves. And people set out a set of rules and regulations which are supposed to be to make it fair for everyone, to make it wholesome for everyone, not to take advantage of each other. Those things which the society puts in place, which is evil, which takes advantage of others, which cheats others or swindles others out of, whether it be property or whatever rights it may be. We as an individual have to take the stance that we stand against this type of criminal activity within ourselves, our families, our communities, our towns, our cities, our reservations, our states, our countries, wherever we be. This is a true warrior. This is true self-governance. No bird tells the other bird what to do. Goes out and do what his parents taught him to do, and as a bird and an innate creature, given his rights under the universal laws of being that bird, he does what he's supposed to do. Now, if he gets to doing too much out of line, the older birds will correct him and put him back on course, and then life goes on. But they don't take advantage of each other and abuse one another. Even you see in the predator and prey world, they even have a compassion within that. So, as our brother stated, we got to go back to the correct way of living. Where the Creator created for us. Thank you, Amish.
It's just, you know, it's saying that you may want the best for everybody, and you want the best for everybody, but the question is, do they want the best for themselves? You know, you can only, like I said, you can take the water to, you know, you can't make a horse drink water. You can take them there and put them at the trunk, but it's up to them to drink the water. It's up to every individual that do they want to be self-determined and self-independent? Or they want to still stay in the same state they, you know, the state they're in now. You can't force a person to do nothing, but you can only give them guidance, understanding of what to do and how to do it. But the ultimate thing is far from them. Do they want this for them, for themselves? Or do they want to stay in the same situation again?
Yeah. I read one I had that says,
before she married Will Smith.
Good kid, it won't change the condition of a people until they change that within themselves.
Good bull, I feel good. And lying. You're lying.
Sounds like Mr. Chinupa.
You're lying.
Chinupa Guha Money. Hello,
you're
Chinupa.
You're lying. You're lying. You're lying. Mark, get on that radio show. Say something. Hello, my name is Mark.
He's in his clown mode. Please call his up. We had Chinupa, but he fell off. Okay, back to what we're talking about. That word, independent, is used so frequently. What does that really mean?
Hello, can anyone hear me out there?
Can we hear you?
Hello, can somebody hear me?
Yeah.
Can anyone hear me? I mean, anyone.
Yeah, we hear you.
What's that?
We hear you.
I can't even hear you guys. I don't know what you're saying.
He can't hear.
Hello?
Can you hear us now? Hello?
I don't know what's wrong with you guys. I know what's wrong with these guys. Jabril, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
All right, so how many people are on the show? Who called in?
Oh, you got a lot of people on the show. They've been waiting on you.
No, they ain't waiting on me, man. They got to be waiting on themselves. They got to say something. I want to hear what they want to say, what they going to talk about.
Yeah.
So I want to hear what it is before I jump in and escalate and engage and clarify action. Ladies and gentlemen, this is John. John Jackson, better known as Action Jackson. I'm just playing.
Well, we got Chinupa in rare mode.
Since everybody's tuning in and trying to take a indefinite look at what's going on, I'm going to say one thing. I welcome you all to the Indigenous Voices of People radio show, and at the same time, I'm looking at more of a intervention of everyone taking up, you know, some quality time of theirs to express what popular opinion they have, they've witnessed, and so forth. I guess the reason why I brought that scenario up, I appreciate, you know, a lot of young men that want to step up and do right things. I also appreciate young women that say they want to step up and do the right thing. And most of all, if people can continue to share those kind of parentheses to really engage on topics that are important in Indian country, I think we can solve a lot of these problems that are affecting us because, you know, no matter who you look at, whether you vote Republican or Democrat, it's all evil. And I say that with an open heart because every time we try to engage in topics that are vested upon Native people, you know what, we fail? We fail ourselves because we look at different issues that belong to the white man and we want to follow him, like sweets or an embassy. When you look at a suite and an embassy, they're the same thing. They just describe itself differently. So when you have independence that's vested upon freedom, those are the only mutual aspects in life that'll make you work for something greater. In other words, they get you out of captivity so you can start engaging on things that are powerful and positive to serve communities and the people. And so I thought I'd, you know, step in to see what people are going to listen in to and talk about, because the way I look at it, you don't know how to blame the system. You don't want to put the emphasis on the system because the system is white. And that's what runs state, tribal, governmental, you know, city affairs, council affairs, and so forth. All white-related, white-oriented, white-think, white-corporates, white-everything. So the sad part is we don't engage in them topics to express more of the popular opinion that will affect the rest of people in Indian country, because we're all too busy getting mad at shit that we think we don't know about. Well, if you don't know about it, engage. We always talk about we defend women, women this, women that. But women are just as bad as a man is, because they get mad, they blow up at the wrong shit, but yet they don't want to engage in the topics that can help everyone free themselves from the captivity. A man can't do it alone. So when a man wants help from a woman, guess what? Woman's miserable, see? She's crabby. She's getting mad. She's doing this. So when I try to emphasize more of the emphasis, I'm trying to give everybody's understanding more on that popular note. When you start looking at your stigma, America loves to stigmatize things. So your stigma would be more of a virtue that will show you how to open the door of opportunity to freedom and independence. We don't illustrate those things. We don't talk about them because we all have a different agenda. So it's never a native agenda, folks. It's never a native agenda. And so those are just words that describe it. But at the same time, you all know what you want. Or at least I'm thinking. I think I know what you want. Because for me, and I'm only referring to me now, Shanupa Gluhamwani wants the freedom of independence and the right to be left alone so I can continue to serve my people. When these four-legged winged creatures pass me by and show me the strength that they got my corner and they're in my back, hey, I'm grateful. But when you take the willpower of people, where are they? It's like that Lakota song goes, Ogunash na magna. Ogunash na magna ki hei cha chanupa along ki hei. So it's a song about our sacred pipe. So I use those two terminologies to express more of that opinion to describe what we're facing today in 2021. And just because it looks like and sounds like an Indian don't mean it's an Indian, folks. Because it's all out there. Look at all the drug epidemics and things that are happening. Biden pushed out tons and tons of millions of dollars that are supposed to be aimed at recovering people's behavior. That's why they call it the Recovery Act money, okay? Tribes that are large and small, they don't, man, pick up the pieces that will really make the pie completed where it tastes good. And the sad thing about it is, you're all in it. And the sad thing is, you're not engaging with it, see? So I rest my case with all that because I'm tired of listening to the same thing. And the women get mad and argue about different things. They blame us guys for it. Well, I don't want to put the emphasis, man, on white people, white prerogative, white purpose, white think. I don't want to do that because that's what we get caught up in. And guess what? We fail the purpose, man, of why we can't fix the football game on our own, see? Not that I play football, but I'm using that as a figure of speech to eliminate more of the graft and corruption that goes on in Indian country. So the point that I raise to that is either we're going to be Indians, which is just a term, or we're going to be Lakota and act Lakota and talk Lakota. Those are the three principles that every tribe has within the Western Hemisphere, the continent known as Turtle Island, better known as the Island Hill, where indigenous people came from, the earth. The grandmother is our earth. And many, many people are going around the globe in different states practicing, perfecting, you know, different principles that are fighting for water and pipelines and all. Ah, you guys are fighting at the wrong thing. If you really wanted the purpose of stopping the water, you're going to have to challenge them more on an intellectual, you know, basis, right or wrong. That's right, because right now, all of you that are listening in the audiences, whether you like this or not, you're still buying water. But yet, you can't go over and protest at Walmart for buying water. You can't go over there, man, and make a stink at maybe Bob 66 or Common Sense because they're selling water. You see what I'm getting at? So the purpose of defeating something, you have to take the initiative to the white man. The white man, again, the white man, that man has created so much dispute between the races of people, you all forgot one thing. You forgot how to be Lakota. And when I refer to that, I mean you forgot how to be indigenous. That's the purpose of why we fail. And so when the federal governments pour money into reservations, drug addictions, drug usage, alcohol addictions, alcohol usage rises. Sociological deformatory rises. Ethnic cleansing rises. Because no longer does a bunch of cavalry on horseback get to ride into a native camp and mow down women and children and old people that are defenseless while the men are out there hunting buffalo to bring food back to feed what nation we have. So today, when you look at those type of principles that are happening in Indian country, the white man is constantly putting that thumb and that thimble point on the bulletin board to describe his control of you. And when he describes that, he does. You still wear masks today. All of you Indians are wearing fucking masks. So don't tell me you ain't. And it saddens me when I have to see my other tribes people do the same damn thing. Enough. If your native people act like it, if you ain't, go live with them, blend in, and shut up. Surrender to them circumstances. And that's the purpose I raised this issue with all of you on, because I'm sick and tired of seeing my people fail upon freedom and independence. Back to you all, listening audience.
Okay, people, as our brother's nuclear friend, you know, anyone in the audience or on this phone call have any thing to say as he was explaining to y'all? Like I said, engage people. Just like I said before, this radio station, it's only as good as those who engage in it. Like I said, this is a very important topic which you're explaining. And it's very important topic of independence, like I said. Do you want independence or do you want to stay the way you are? That's all you're saying. You know, you're going to have independence. Independence don't come by the mouth. It comes by action. You must live it day by day, moment by moment. Like I said, talk is good, but action is better. So independence is by action, not just by talk. So anyone on this radio station have anything to expound on, to say anything, is concerned, we really appreciate it. You know, come up and start, you know, engage.
Come on, folks, start somewhere, man. Y'all love to talk. You love to get mad. You all love to do all that stuff. You all love to do that. So look, somebody's trying to make noise.
I got it.
If you want to bitch and complain, man, you guys really look at the purposes of what we're failing. We're failing ourselves to move ahead. You know, I'm angry at things that I see. I'm going to share this with all of you. This is what happened, okay, this week. And I'm going to share this with you guys. Now, hear this. Strongheart was in Rapid City over the weekend. One of our tribal members, a young girl, the tribes... council men and women were all meeting at these big, you know, conference hotel rooms, okay? They were talking about public policy. So here's all these tribes that get to go to them, get a per diem and whatnot, and bitch and complain about things they failed within a said reservation, okay? This means you, listening audience, because you're part of that same bureaucracy. Fortunately, Tanupa ain't. But what I'm engaging on is a young tribal young lady. I can't remember her age. But I mean, I remember her name. Her name was Sharon. Okay? I don't remember her last name. Sharon got detained by three white police officers on the streets of Rapid City near the Hotel Holiday Inn and the Rapid City Civic Center, which is better known as Monument Civic Center now. They changed the name. Okay? So the purpose I throw this at all of you is to take a look at really what we fail within ourselves on. And so I stand on that topic to try to tell you all that today we're facing... Hey, brother, man, what the hell are you doing? Long time no see, man. Shit, this guy, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm all good.
All right, man. Right on. You got to let me know. I got to come sing for you, man. I guarantee it. I will, man. I will, brother.
God damn it. Good seeing you, bro.
All right, man. Man.
Hey, what's your number again?
Same one, man. 605-517-1547. Yeah, I think I got a card in my billfold. Hold on.
Yes, yes. Let's do that, brother.
Hey, man. That's great to hear, man. Shit, brother.
All right, be well, man. Good seeing you, man. Stay safe. Oh, yeah, man. Shit, that's one of my brothers, man. I haven't seen him in a long time. Great to hear this kind of shit. But anyway, I'm going to let you people carry on because my excitement seeing my people makes me feel good. So I'm going to turn it back to you.
So, people, I just keep saying this is your radio station. This is the voice of indigenous people. And the, you know, so we have to take this opportunity to express ourselves, you know, going on. Because I said before, this radio station can leave us at any time, any moment, any second. At, you know, because we have, also we have forces that don't really want us on here. There's been times that interrupt this the radio station, the broadcast, or anything like that. You know, so we must take this opportunity of this radio station that was given to us because, like I said, we don't know if we know that it might be gone for, but hopefully it won't be gone for, that it will last us for a long time for us to, you know, voice our concern and our opinion, and I, you know. But I keep saying again and again, this radio station and show is only good for those engaged, you know. We need you engaged. We need to talk. We need to know what you think, what you feel, what you know, and what you feel those you can do and help, you know. We need someone. You know, what's your name? Where you calling from, and what's your concern? Okay. Okay. 505.
Hello, this is Christine. Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello, Yat-A from Navajo. This is Christine Benally. I just wanted to share with you what happened on our council, in one of our council meetings earlier, I guess it was last week. One of the lady council delegates disclosed that she was sexually assaulted when she was younger, and the reason why she went to this statement was that there was money that was being proposed to go to this house that the tribe bought for like close to $5 million in D.C., Washington, D.C. And so that office wanted to request some money for renovation, and that includes some plumbing work, light fixtures, and buying some furniture. So this council delegate, Eugenia Charles Newton, wanted to take some of that money, over $100,000, maybe close to $200,000, and put it in the prosecutor's office so that they can find or get a purse to track and all these cases that are child sexual abuse, missing, murder, and you know, cases that go to the U.S. DOJ for investigation, for prosecution. And a lot of them are being declined, or they don't even make it that far. So she wanted to, you know, get an assessment of that using that money. And so she disclosed what happened to her when she was 17 years old. She was sexually assaulted by some guy and held her hostage and repeatedly raped her for 3 days. So that's on social media. She put it out on her Facebook. So that pretty much sent a trauma rippling effect across the nation, or Navajo Nation. So today they had a walk, and they had a bunch of people come out and, you know, offer some suggestions, some help, some advocacy. Some a lot of people said they were also victims when they were younger, so they were the first time disclosing. And later on in the afternoon, a few of us met with some of the, I guess, the Navajo Nation President Nez's cabinet, and including somebody from Human Resources, the Health, Social Services. But unfortunately, nobody from Public Safety was present. And so anyway, I just wanted to share with you that was what was going on. And there was just a lot of people are wanting something done. They're wanting change. They're wanting funding, programs set up for victims. And so anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. And there was just a lot of victim support, but then there was also blaming that they had experienced when they had tried to report. Like, you know, you should have listened to your mom, you should have stayed home, or it's your own fault, or you didn't report, and, you know, you were drunk, you were probably asking for it, and all that. So there was a lot more women present than men, but I know, I think they were just appreciative that men were there speaking out as well. And I just wanted to share this with you, but I think that hopefully there's some changes that happened. There's just a lot of, just with the way the government's running, there was just a lot of people not satisfied with it, because they're just saying that there's a lot of patriarchy. There's never been a Navajo Nation president who's been a woman. They know their representative and the council. There's few. At times there's no women, but now we have three. But they're saying that at least in their cabinet, there's about half of them have the people who are like executive directors are women. So that's what happened today, and I hope that that momentum continues and some changes are made, so that we don't have any more of our indigenous folks going missing or murdered or having to live with this trauma. And a lot of the, I think these are just a lot of the ripple effects from the historical and intergenerational trauma that our people have been exposed to over the past few centuries. That's all I'll say, and just what's been going on over here. Thank you.
We appreciate you coming on and sharing your experience with the tribal governor, and that's what this radio station is about. Where people come on and share their experience, with the governor or the person with it, and it's just we thank her for coming on and sharing that with us. And I would like to say, why would you blame a victim for what happened to them? Where's the compassion? Where's the concern? She's a victim. That person is a victim. Whatever the sex itself, it's a victim. You know, circumstances consider she, you know, that she can't, you know, people overpower her and did what they did to her. So why would you blame a victim for something happening to them? Where's the compassion and concern above and support for her? You know, you don't demoralize somebody if something, a trauma happens to them. You know, you don't make them feel less than who they are. But they already probably feel that already, you know. You're supposed to give that person support and compassion.
Yeah, I guess one of the main triggers that happened was that after she made the statement, the council delegate made the statement in a council meeting, it might as well have just been on the council floor. And, you know, right now, because of COVID, a lot of the meetings happen virtually. Is that one of the other council delegates, I'm not sure exactly what the words were, but the implication was that, well, that happened a long time ago. Get over it. So that just really sent tremors across, and a lot more people, I think, you know, started disclosing of what happened to them years ago for the first time. And I think that that's just part of healing, is to get it out. So,
it is a part of healing to talk about things and what's the same as the first thing for an alcoholic to admit he's an alcoholic for the recovery weekend? And same thing, people with trauma, or certain other traumas, they must, you know, the healing process come up with it, talk about it. And so, you know, the healing process come when you talk about it and trying to get more understanding on it. And that's the sad part about people. They don't forget that situation happened to somebody in your family, you know. So say somebody to get over that trauma, that's inhumane. And that person, whoever said it, you know, hope nothing like that ever happened to a member of his family. Maybe somebody, if it did, maybe I'd tell him to get over it. So, that's very inhumane and very selfish and very, you know, just not a personal thing that has some kind of compassion for other people. So anyone else of the listening audience have anything to say on this topic with this, what she was saying, or any other topic you might want to bring up? So people, 7:53, and we still have time, you know, for the show. And so, like she was saying, kidnapping, sexual assault, child abuse, and all this stuff is very serious and still happens. Not on the reservation, but throughout different parts of the cities and throughout the world. And, you know, and for someone that have compassion, empathy for that person or suffering trauma, no matter how many years they've been done, but that person still has that trauma, you know. And the only way that trauma can actually happen is you show the person compassion, sympathy, and work with that person and try them. They never will get over that, but trying to at least help them to make the impact less of an impact. So part of everybody now, a lot of us do not have no type of humane about ourselves. We're more into our own feelings. It's I, it's not I. I, and still a we. So when you start thinking about the I, and still the we and the collective, then you never get anything done. So it comes back to this. As a nation, as a collective nation, that's what we're supposed to be doing, to help each other mentally, physically, and spiritually.
It didn't pay.
No, you ain't. I ain't going to take your lunch, but I'm just telling you they didn't pay.
Okay. I told that guy to make sure he come
take
over here.
And cap on going.
Yeah.
Now, the one that walked down here.
Those people.
Yeah.
He was for his brother. He wanted to come back
there.
We
need to be more compassionate, more considerate to each other.
He told me he was headed down here to pay.
We do not want to explain
the
rules of the devil or the Satan, which, you know, devil. He has no concern or compassion about any of us.
We ain't going to take your money.
He don't love us. He don't care about us.
I get it.
But we are human beings. We all fellowship with one another. And that's compassion we should have for each other. He was explaining to them that she went to a meeting, and one of the sisters explained that she got sexual assault at an early age, 17, and someone told her it was a half a year to go and get over.
Well, that's something that you will never get over. You're not going to ever forget that or forget the feeling of that. There'll be things in life which will remind you of that. Although life goes on, and you will carry on and do other things. And that's a learning lesson. For those who have strength and fortitude, they'll most likely wind up fighting and advocating that don't happen to anyone else. But get over it. Of course, they already got over it. But how insensitive is that to tell someone, oh, just get over it? No, you should be empathetic that happened to anyone. And that you feel some compassion for the people who that happened to, because something was taken away from them or they were introduced to something that they were not supposed to be introduced to. Or taken advantage of when they was not supposed to be taken advantage of. And someone in his lower self, under whatever influence they were under, took advantage of that youngster. And they're not going to never just... the trauma doesn't just go away. And put things in its proper perspective, and it eases the stress of dealing with it mentally. And there'll always be the question, well, why did this happen to me? Well, I can only speak in my own value, which anything that happened to me in my lifetime only made me more determined, more stronger, and put more fight into me to resist evil and corruption and so forth and fight against it. But it's the other end of the two opposites. There's the good and there's the evil, the bad.
Hello, this is Rachel.
Of the created things. Hey, Rachel, how's it going?
It's good. I just got one question here. Now, whether we talk about this rape issue, we got this everywhere with women. The tribes, the United States, even in other countries, what I fail to hear or read about or see, you don't see men in the numbers, in the mass, whether it be up in the government of this country, the tribal government, or even internationally. You do not hear men standing up and having a voice about this rape going on. And my question is, why? Why? Because males are predominantly ones committing these acts. But why don't men out here, these men who call themselves, and I don't care if it's in this country, it's in tribal or international. If you go by your Quran, you go by your Bible, or you go by your tribal beliefs, why are not men anywhere in this world standing up and hearing more men speak out and up for women and rape? This country right now has faced a problem for decades about women and their rights. And I have yet to hear too many men up on that federal level up there where you don't hear too many of them, you know, really open their mouth and talk about that. They'll talk about oil. They'll talk about taxes for the rich. But you don't see none of them coming up and standing up for the victims of rape in this country, internationally, tribally. You don't hear no men standing up. I don't want to know why. Do all men have these thoughts and they're guilty so they can't speak? Are all men perverted that women have got to be victimized, demoralized, criminalized? Oh, it's your fault. Get over it. I want to hear why men are not standing up.
That's very interesting. Very interesting. Why you don't hear the men stand up and advocate for the women on this issue. Something happened. The majority of us are fathers, and we have daughters, and we have nieces, we have little sisters. We have wives, we have mothers. All of us got mothers. We wouldn't even be. So very, very valid issue and topic that you brought up. As far as that,
I mean,
though,
I'm
only
sick. Here's the other thing I'm sick about men. Men love their bodies, right? They love that organ that they cherish so much. They'll go to a doctor and get a medicine to get their biscuit to rise, right? But here maybe men need to think around this world that if you can't get your biscuit to rise, maybe there's a reason for that because all this is going on in the world today, that's not meant to be. And that maybe you're not to procreate no more. But no, they go out and they have doctors give them a little pill called Viagra that helps these men go out here and rape women, molest daughters, and, just forget about it. We're going to put this in a closet over here, whether it's the family closet, whether it's the tribal closet, whether it's the federal closet. You know, I'm fed up with this man society. And I think something's telling the society that if you can't get your biscuit to rise, maybe the Creator is trying to tell you something. Maybe he's punishing you men because of your immoral thoughts, your actions, and your desire for their drive for sex. Women shouldn't have to be continuously fighting on their own out here. And men control the decisions of women on every aspect of their life. What I want to say and what I want to ask is, why aren't more men around this country speaking up for women? You know, I hear all these politicians out here got their little wives standing next to them. And they have to put up with those debauchered MFers every night and the pervertiness. And they got to go out and smile like little Barbies for the camera. Now be a good wife. But then he'll like to go down to the bar and slip some dollar bills. He likes to take Viagra. He likes to go on the internet after his wife and children go to bed. They're part of the problem because a lot of them are demoralized too. That's why you don't hear men speak up. Men love their biscuit too much. That's all I got to say.
Anybody else have any anything or feeling to stop it off of? Or any other type of topic they want to speak on?
Oh.
Yeah,
you. Oh, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
All right, this is Mark Blackrow, Blackrow and Grovon. You know, what she was saying, I agree with it, because the man's world, yeah, there's a lot of rape and molestation. Tell you what, give me some names and I'll take care of them. Because all my life I've been fighting for women. I've been fighting for my mom, fighting for my daughters. And I got to warn my own sisters, my own daughters, be careful of men. It's a very sick world. But if you want to start something, let me know. I'll be your first member. Tell me what you want me to do. You want me to speak out, I'll speak out. You want me to create something for victims? All right, I will. If you want me to, I will.
I just always wondered all my life. I see all these women out here from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. This has been a topic in this country, even down to the sex trafficking of little girls, teenagers, the rapes. But you don't hear men standing up. Like I said, they can stand up there in that government. And I don't care if it's international government, this government, the tribal government. They can talk about every issue but rape. You do not see them opening that mouth and running that mouth and talking about rape. Why?
Why? Because the way I see it is rape came from across the pond. There was no rape on this. I'm sure the island is how the white man. You look at rape, molestation, alcoholism, slavery, all of that bullshit that we have to fucking survive today, it's all because of the white man.
All those people
all
must have those thoughts themselves.
But yeah, no, I do hear you, what you're saying, you know, and I hear it from my mom and other women. There's not enough men that are standing up for women. There's not.
Well, those men like up in a D.C. camp because they got those secret feelings, hooked on a feeling themselves. I'm not trying to be just degrading towards men. I know there's good men out there. There is. There's truly some good men. But when you got men in positions that could be stepping up, and this lady that just described what she did, that's been continuously happening to the women. I want to hear more men speak up, whether it be at that D.C. tribally. Why do they just push aside? But they can talk about everything else and run that mouth 90 miles an hour on any other subject. But when it comes to rape, it goes quiet. You hear crickets.
It's very true what you're saying.
And like I said,
you know,
I don't want any man on here to think that I'm trying to be down on men. I know there's good men out here, but I know the majority of these people.
If you're down on them, then they got something. You know, they got guilt in their heart. Let them feel bad. Make them feel bad. Maybe that'll light a fire under their butt and make them do something. Call them out. You call me out. I'm a man. I never done nothing to a woman. I never hit a woman. Never sexually abused a woman. I love and respect women. That's how my mom raised me. A lot of these boys, a lot of boys running around. Everything's sexualized. You watch a commercial, what do you see? You see a half-naked white woman with a hamburger. You watch insurance and some half-naked white woman. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Fucking overly sexualized. For money, 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 money.
They are. You don't see men out here, Daisy Dukes rubbing a car, advertising car wax.
No, you don't.
You don't.
Yeah.
And like I said, the reason why you don't get this done on any level of government is because I'm always questioning it, because these guys are some weirdos too. They love that stuff.
Yeah.
They love it. That's why you hear them shut up and they pretend like they're reading something, you know, when women are up there talking about rape and their rights to their medical care, their bodies. That did you say something? That's the way it is. But I bet you what? I bet you if women walked into that thing and says, we want the pharmaceutical companies to quit paying for Viagra, boy, you hear every man in that house stand up and start screaming.
Yep.
We got to keep getting that. Well, those men got to keep getting them biscuits to rise. They got to have that rise biscuit. Flat biscuits don't taste good, do they?
No, I hear what you're saying. I do. I understand exactly what you're saying. You should make it more talked about, more open. I'll start doing that. I'll start asking my own people. I'll start asking my own family, you know? The biggest problem that I see with a lot of the things that go on the reservation, especially to that poor girl that was raped, is people know on the reservation who's doing what. Their cousin's over here selling drugs. Oh, their brother just raped somebody. Everybody knows what's going on the reservation. Nobody's blind, dumb, and stupid. They know. The problem is that the people who do know, don't want to turn their own family members in. And that's where the problem is I can go to my reservation and I can have family tell me, oh, did you know this one did this and that one did that, and, oh, this one tried to burn down this one's house. But they don't try to stop them. They don't want to turn them in. They just allow it to happen. It's just, oh, yeah, it's just gossip is what it turns into. I hate that shit.
Yep.
There's a lot of bad things that go on the reservation, but nobody wants to do nothing. They just want to talk about it.
That's the way it is out here. Even this whole country's about that. Nobody wants to stand up, whether it starts from a little child to a teenage child or to a grown woman or female from those ages. It's become the accepted in this society. Just deal with it. Just like that woman said, just get over it. You can't.
No. There's no getting over something like that. That's trauma. That's lifelong trauma. That's fucking, I don't know. That's just everything bad. That should have never happened at all. But it did, and it does. The part that gets to me is it does. It continuously happens to our own women, to our own people.
Yeah.
And we're all these big, tough cowboys, Indians, supposedly warriors. Fuck, they're all getting drunk or collecting a payment or selling our ways off to the white people. Nah, I don't want nothing to do with them.
So,
But you go out and you stand up for somebody you know that's been raped, they want to call the cops on you. I stood up for my stepdaughter who got raped. My stepdaughter, and guess what? I got threatened to have the cops called on me because I put the boots to the man who did it. Then I got threatened, we're going to call the cops on you. Oh, you go right ahead. Because you know what? You don't want the police coming up here and finding out about this. So the boy takes his ass whooping and goes the fuck home. He deserved that. He raped my stepdaughter. Everything he got, he deserved. Nobody stood up for that girl. I wasn't even her mother, but I did. And then I got threatened. I'm going to have the police called on you.
So people are getting
targeted. Yeah, I have a cure for
this bad behavior coming from. Where do you think all these bad behaviors coming from? And they following these bad behaviors from what? From what? So who do you think, you know, these bad behaviors that all these, that is happening to these people, you know? Because as you said, as a brother, as he was saying that, going back in the time that none of this was really happening. One of such thing as, you know, bad language, bad behavior, raping and everything else. And this is what? The colonials came into this land and took over and started these atrocities start happening. You know? So we know that you know, that is behavior that is not fitting of anybody. But it's a rape is not a crime of passion, it's a crime of power. Tell you that I have power over you, and you can't do nothing. But this is the power I have over you. So we know that is a very horrendous and horrible crime, and it needs to be dealt with. Like you said, enough people not actually coming up and speaking on speaking about it, and you know, and it should be dealt with and should be spoken about. But as you said, as y'all keep saying that, it's not.
My stepdaughter was so scared. I figured it out. I watched her looks between her and this man. I figured it out. And when I walked in that night, I was so mad. She came over and she hugged me and she said, that's why I didn't want to tell you. I was afraid you'd do this and you'd go to jail. This is what our children deal with. I told her, no, you. And I grabbed her and her brother. And I said, anybody puts their hands on you physically, sexually, you don't hush up about it.
So, listen, audience, and those on the phone, do you have, you know, do you have anything elaborate on this topic, or do you have any other topic that you wish to speak on, you know, because, like, you know, there's certain things that you might be saying that people want to hear. You know, there's no such thing as a bad topic. It's only a topic that's not been discussed. So let's, you know, let's get there and talk about it and put the input on certain things so we can understand and get what you're feeling is and what your concern is.
So where we at on that?
That's still talking about the race. Mark is talking about racial talk about how people not speaking up on it. Like death care people.
Yeah, that's something that's a big issue worldwide, especially with the Jesuits. We went to their school. We lived in their parishes. And they big-time rapists and pedophiles and that. And when we brought it to the justice people, they did nothing. What happened? We gotta take it matter on our own hands. Can't wait on somebody else. That's true independence, folks. Take the matters upon yourself to solve it using the tools of law, structure, and whatever is available to implement your own independence. We already been given basic laws that's already imprinted in every heart. Basic laws of nature, universal laws, what they like to call Sharia, is imprinted in your heart already. We all live by it, governed by it as a creature, as a living being. Now, whether you submit to it or not, totally left up to you, because you do have a limited free will and choice.
What do you say, brother?
Hey. Right on, brother. Japanese guy just pulled up next to us, flying his colors in his flag, and he's hollering, hey, man, fuck the white man and all his bullshit. We got to come together. Even the people out here in the streets, folks, we broadcasting live out here on the road, you know, on the downtown area. Here to just see the reaction of the people. The people just pulled up on us. The people are fed up with all this nonsense and food.
that's why it's so important to unite, you know, to unite as one voice and try to get things done, you know. And according to right there, Colton, as Snoop and other people be saying, take it to the UN and charge this nation for genocide.
And let the whole world know this is who we are and this is how we're rolling. Like it or not, is what it is. We ain't asking your permission. We're putting you on notice that this is what it is.
Remember, people, if you ask someone for permission, what can they say? Yes or no. But if you tell them, listen, we're not asking for nothing. This is what we're telling you. We don't need your permission to do anything. We want to deal with you or without you. So you don't ask nobody's permission or nothing. If you practice independence.
As for me, I only bend the knee to my great creator. I give honor to all my fellow men and fellow creatures, plants and animals, humans, fish, all the other inhabitants of Mother Earth. We live by the code of righteousness, enjoining the good, forbid that which is evil. This is our creed. Join in the good, forbid which is evil, down to our last breath, so that we can go back before our Creator, and we can go back with our ancestors and say that we fulfilled the promise, we fulfilled the covenant, the real covenant, the covenant between you and the great Creator, you and your Mother Earth, you and all the other inhabitants. You have an unwritten agreement.
Should be on, coming down to the top of the
Yeah, so like your big brother is there. Shinova.
He's calling for you. He's asking for you. No, I'll hang up. Yeah. I know they can only have so many talkers.
Shinova.
Hey, you guys had me, man, muted for the longest, but I didn't catch all the stuff that people were talking about, and I don't want to hear it no more. Now, I've been trying to tell you guys to really look at what the system's doing, and we're only down at the bottom of the top of the hour now, and it's going to close, so I'm going to save my stuff for tomorrow and then light you all up. Y'all are supposed to be really looking at what fails Indian country. And the hard part is we're all dealing with it from a different perspective. And that's the hard part. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, man. Come on, you dumb fucker. Anyway, it's hard for me to really engage on a lot of your guys' issues because I'm suspecting that there's a majority of the listening audience coming close with more of the topics we talk about from an indigenous perspective. Look, and I'll say this in closing on this part. Tomorrow the show's going to get real heavy and hectic for all of you. And whatever the topic is, you all love to get mad and bitch and complain, okay? You all love to do that. But yet, you don't want to blame the system of why it fails Indian people because today they're giving countless amounts of money to the native tribes, and that's how they shut them up so they can start, you know, utilizing that money and buying drugs and alcohol, see? They don't give a shit about you guys, but you still are sitting like a little bird that can't feed himself and expecting mom and dad to drop a worm in your mouth. That's what's happening. So the government is your mom and dad. So he gives you the money, so you're going to spend it on drugs and alcohol. But when it comes down to the fighting for people and whatnot, you don't want to listen because you all talk so much. And if you were talking so much, you wouldn't be in this mess. And that's the thing I try to tell people. Back up. I say, okay, in Lakota. Back up. And then you'll be able to see the picture from a clear perspective. But you don't want to do that. You want to talk. But when you're talking, the whole world is raped, okay, in closing. The whole world is raped by any means necessary, whatever you call it, philosophical standards or otherwise, philosophy or not, is raped. White man did a good job. Rome did it. Mesopotamian did it. The Egyptians did it. Mediterraneans did it. The Greeks did it. They all did it. Now the Americans are doing it. And yet you guys might just want to sit back. No, I don't want to do that. There's real issues that are going on that are plaguing Indian country. People that end up in the hospital, they're hurt, they're dying. And you guys still want to talk about this other stuff. No, we need to put a... People are being mistreated in hospitals, nursing homes, daycare centers.
Yep.
But all you want to do is sit back and just talk nonsense. So with that, I'm going to give it back to you. We're coming down to the top of the hour. This is Chinupa. Chinupa Glam Money. Of the Free and Lakota Nation of South Dakota, man, saying good night to all of you, and I hope you all come back tomorrow night, because whether you want to talk or not, that's your choice, okay? And you better really mean what you're saying, because when I look back on the circle of life, I don't see you guys in it. I see myself in it. I hate to be the only one in there. Reminds me of my brother, my youngest brother that was in the hospital, said, oh, I don't want nothing to do with him. My own little brother said he didn't want nothing to do with his big brother. Okay, well, fine, that's him. But he's been a drunkard all his life. All he knew is alcohol. Alcohol was his mom and dad, his grandma and grandpa, aunt and uncle, brothers and sisters. Alcohol was. So now the hospital found out that if he touches alcohol one more time, he's going to die. That ruin is left up, man, to his older brother and his baby sister. You see, that's the problems we face in Indian country. So tomorrow on the Indigenous Voice of the People, I'll talk to you all then. Okay, I'm signing off. Thank you, and have a great rest of the weekend. Take care.
Chinupa Glam Money. Thank you for your understanding, Chinupa, and get back to him, hopefully tomorrow night's show. We always have some very interesting perspectives on the Indigenous Voice of the People. This is what goes on in Indian country. So we thank everybody for the show tonight. And as we come down to bottom of the hour, about to run out of time here. So we'll pick this back up tomorrow night on the Indigenous Voice of the People. We thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Indigenous Voices Radio Show, 657-383-1630. Call in tomorrow, 5 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Eastern. Let's engage on these topics. With the people, I mean, you want to go to the song?
That's how I can.
Oh, come on, man. Give us something. Well, subhanAllah, he will be happy. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. جزاك الله خير. We thank everyone. Have a good night. See you tomorrow at the same time on the digital.